มวยไทยคือชีวิต
From our studios in New York City and Miami, Florida You are listening to The Striking Corner With Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto Your source for Muay Thai and Kickboxing news worldwide
All right, what is up, everybody? This is Eric Rivera, and you are listening to the Striking Corner podcast. I know it's been a while since we've done one. As always, I'm here with my my sidekick, my co-host, the man with the golden voice, Vinny Scotto. What's going on, man?
Hello, everybody.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, man. It's been a while since we've done one of these things.
Just for the record, it's not my fault.
I don't think it's anybody's fault, really.
I like to point the finger at you.
Yeah. So I apologize, everybody. I know it's been a long time. But I just want to say that really the reason that we haven't done one was because after I interviewed Kevin Ross, and he's, you know, one of my Muay Thai heroes, I decided that maybe there was no need to do any more podcasts because I had already achieved my life goal, which was to interview Kevin Ross on the Striking Corner. And that's probably why I didn't do it anymore. No, but really, I think just a lot of stuff's been going on in my personal life. Just work-related stuff. I actually left my old job, and I'm at a new job, and then that whole transition was kind of craziness. If I know a lot of people out there probably been through, you know, getting laid off and things like that, and that's kind of what happened to me. And so I had to do a couple of things and focus on the family for a bit. And but besides that, also there were a couple of things going on with the gym. You know, my coach has moved into a new gym. It's completely renovated. We have a ring. It's a lot bigger than what we used to have. So we're really excited about that. And I finally got back into training and everything because my new job allows me to. And Vinny has been going through some stuff as well with his gym expanding and whatnot. So what's up with you, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, I moved to a new location in November, and then you know, after 6 months, the new location was definitely helping. So actually it was less than 6 months. I took the empty spot next to me. I, you know, took down a wall, expanded. So I took on double the space now too, added some more things, added a ring, some more bags, you know, just had to do a little upgrade. So that was, you know, plus I did all the work myself. So that took some time. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, besides for that, the only other thing exciting in my life is I got a baby on the way. Come February, so
he's joining the club. He's joining the clubs. So me and Vinny are just getting older. Every single one of these podcasts, we're growing up to be dads and just coach people and work 9-to-5 jobs, and it sucks, but it's also good. But yeah, so I mean, that's been a lot of what's going on. I know some people have been hitting us up on the Facebook page and kind of wondering what's going on, and the Instagram slowed down and the Facebook page slowed down. And I think it's been you know, it's kind of crazy because that's been, unfortunately, that's kind of been a pattern with the Striking Corner, because as you guys know, I mean, we've mentioned it all before, you know, this isn't the only thing we do. You know, Vinny and I, like I said, you know, we have gyms that we teach at. Like I said, I've always had my career, my day job that I do as well. And you know, Vinny also has his own gym, and the gym is actually his. In my case, it's owned by my coach, and I, you know, I help out. In Vinny's case, he's running the show. So it's basically, a lot of times, I think a lot of times Vinny's actually been pushing me to do a podcast for a while, but our schedules weren't matching up. So that's another thing that's just been happening, and it's unfortunate. I would like to keep the Striking Corner, you know, completely, you know, going all the time. The same thing with Muay Thai is Life and everything like that. But, you know, there are other Muay Thai blogs that, you know, they that's what they focus on. You know, 100% of the time they have the time to work on it. We unfortunately don't, but that's something that we want to change. We're trying to focus a lot more on bringing on more writers, bringing on more people to kind of help us out and do a lot more things to kind of stay interactive with everybody. I think a lot of people like our product. I think Vinny, you would attest to that as well. There's a lot of guys, a lot of feedback we've gotten is really positive. Like, you guys like the product, you know.
I think so. They like it more if you stop giving them your sob story.
Right? They do. Should I just shut up right now and let you tell your story?
I don't really have much of a story. I already told my story.
Your so story is the gym.
We need to move forward. Like, we already gave the reason why we weren't here for a while, so just move on. Yeah, we have a couple different things going on that we've been working on for a while. You know, for one, we've been working a little bit more closely with Muay Thai Attic now. So mm-hmm. we actually have we're affiliates with them, and we have a coupon code. So if any of you guys need some really cool shorts that they make, which they make a ton of really awesome ones, I actually ordered, you know, that's who I use for the shorts at my gym. Mm-hmm. You can use the coupon code STRIKING, and you get 10% off anything on their website. So that's definitely something that we've been working on, and got a couple other things in the works coming soon. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So with Muay Thai Addict, fortunately, I've been pretty good friends with one of the owners of Muay Thai Addict for a while now, and he's a great guy. And they're a really great great group of guys that behind Muay Thai Addict. We've been wanting to do something for a while. So like Vinny said, you know, just head over there. I mean, nothing I think makes a Nak Muay or Muay Ying, you know, anybody that does Muay Thai happier than a new pair of shorts. So it's really like the one thing that we love besides our gloves and, you know, our shin pads and stuff. So head over to MuayThaiAddict.com and, you know, use our coupon code STRIKING, get 10% off. A lot of guys in the game use Muay Thai Addict. As you guys know, they work closely with Lion Fight. They work closely with guys like Gaston Bolaños, Kevin Ross, both who've been on our show before. They in the UFC, Donald Cerrone also uses their stuff as well. So, you know, they're tried and true. You know, people like their stuff. You'll see them at pretty much every event, amateur Muay Thai event around the country, the WKAs, the IKF, the TBAs. They're always there. So we're really happy to be working with them. So shout out to Shan and Dimitri and all the guys from MuayThaiAddict.com. We have a couple of other things in the works. Obviously, I have to get off my lazy ass and start designing some more t-shirt stuff, because that's what we want to start doing. A lot of people have been asking for the Muay Thai is Life shirt, the Nak Muay Forever shirt. That when are we going to do some more? We're going to do that as well. And we're going to bring back some oldies but goodies that we used to do when it was Dynasty and we had this other brand, but it's going to be way better than what it was before. So we're going to work on that as well and put up a shop on thestrikingcorner.com. One other thing I wanted to add is we've been working with a good friend of ours. He's from the UK. Some of you probably know him if you listen to our show and you're from the UK. His name is K1 Anoop. That's he's Anoop Hoti, but he goes by the name of K1 Anoop. He's interviewed a lot of fighters out of the UK. He's been writing some stories on the Striking Corner for us, and I want to work a little bit more closely with him. He's a guy who's really, really passionate about the fight game, has done some interviews for Kickboxing Planet, which is a website out of Holland. So you guys can, we're going to start working a little bit more closely with Anoop, and I just want to shout out to him because he's been kind of helping us at least deliver some content while, you know, we've been doing this whole kind of freeze that we've been on. But so a lot of things are happening and we're getting back on track. So we just want to let you guys know that. And what else? So Vin, recent events, you know, we're just going to go over, I guess, a couple things that went happen real quick. You took a look at Lion Fight. I didn't get a chance to see that one, although I wanted to see it. But how was it for you, man? What did you think? Are you going to answer? Did you walk out of the room?
No, it was a good event. There was definitely some good fights. Mm-hmm. You should probably edit this part of the podcast because I really don't remember. I was falling asleep.
Okay. I'm going to leave it in because it's funny to me.
It was actually a rough week, and I was like had a long weekend ahead of me for stuff. So I was watching the fights, but I was kind of like dozing off in between.
Yeah.
So I really didn't pay 100% attention.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I mean, from what I remember, there was a couple good fights.
Yeah.
Gaston Bolaños, he did well. He just, you know, he couldn't match the experience of his opponent.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, he always tries to put on a show, always does well. He's way above his experience. So he deserved to be in there, you know, in the ring with
Tum Sitiodong, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now for a minute. He deserved to be in there. He just, you know, he couldn't match the experience, and I'm sure he learned from it, and he'll come back stronger as always.
Yeah, man. Gaston is one of those guys that's just super talented, and he stepped in the ring with a lot of tough guys already and done really well. And Tum is just, you know, another level, really. He's doing big things in Australia, which is where Tum's based out of. I wanted to see that fight. I honestly thought Gaston was going to be able to pull it off. So that shows, you know, how much, I think how good Gaston really is. I really do think he's one of the big talents coming out of the U.S. Well, by way of Peru as well, that he's representing Peru as well. But yeah, Gaston Bolaños has been on the podcast before. His work ethic is second to none. He's really a really tough kid, and really love that watching that guy fight. So, you know, kudos to him, and kudos to Tum for winning the Lion Fight title there. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I watched a couple of the fights after the fact. I didn't get a chance to watch it when it was on. A lot of, you know, Jarena Barrs, of course, staying dominant as always, still retains her Lion Fight title. And, you know, now we have a new UK fighter, Iman Barlow, who's one of the, you know, another pretty much, I think in the U.S., she's well known amongst diehard Muay Thai fanatics. But Iman Barlow is really an awesome fighter out of the UK, and I'm happy to see her at Lion Fight now and being able to fight for Lion Fight. And I think that comes up with the this all has to do with the exchange in talents that is happening now, because Lion Fight has, you know, sort of like an agreement of talent sharing agreement with Muay Thai Grand Prix, which is Kieran Kettle's promotion out of the UK. And I can't wait to see what else is going to happen there. You know, there's, you know, guys are coming, going back and forth. And one of our local guys here from Florida, Asa Tempao, is actually going to be fighting on the Muay Thai Grand Prix coming up soon. So a lot of good stuff happening. You know, Lion Fight, like I said, you know, they went back in the day when the last podcast that we had with Kevin Ross, you know, they kind of had that little thing going on with Tiffany and, you know, what was going on there. But, you know, they've moved on, and things are going well. You know, they put on a great show, and I'm still happy to see that they're doing well and putting on some really talented fighters and some great shows. I think they're, I guess, I don't know, man, I guess they're sticking with Foxwoods, which is kind of good for us, you know, on the East Coast.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, the only thing that's really hurting Muay Thai on the East Coast right now is the whole New York situation.
Have you been
really following what's going on in New York?
No, tell me since you're up there.
I mean, I read an article, because you know me, I don't really pay much attention to MMA. So, but I read an article that, again, I don't know how true it is. I don't want to talk a whole bunch of shit here.
Yeah.
But I know that they said something to the effect of, now that MMA is legal, the Athletic Commission changed the amount of insurances that you need. So for a pro fight, whether it's MMA, Muay Thai, boxing, no matter what it is, you need like $1 million bond and $50,000 per fighter in insurance. So for New York, it pretty much seems like there's the only people that can afford that is the UFC.
Yeah.
Like I saw something that even Golden Boy Promotions for boxing was like, we're not going back to New York for what?
Yeah.
So they kind of, MMA, you know me, I think they ruin everything.
Oh man, I did kind of read something about that. I don't want to talk too much about it because I did read an article, but I did see that it was going to affect a lot of guys were talking about how it was going to affect on an amateur level a lot of the fights going on, especially, you know, guys like that we know that are putting on shows such as, you know, Friday Night Fights, you know, Victory, all these different promotions that are putting on fights in New York. So, I mean, you know, the way around that is I think a lot of them are going to end up going to Jersey, which is what a lot of them were doing anyway, you know.
Yeah, but then Jersey's a pain in the ass, too, with their whole medicals and...
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? I kind of don't dislike it. I was going to fight in New Jersey I don't know. It was a couple of years ago or 2 or 3 years ago. And I remember like they sent me a list of all this stuff that I needed to get done in order to fight. And, oh, no. I'm sorry. It was one of my fighters that was going to fight. This was almost like just a year. This was like simply just a year ago. And they sent us a whole list of things that he had to do. And I think what benefits them in one case is that I think in New Jersey, if you live in New Jersey, there's like a, the state can actually cover that stuff for you. But for us down here in Florida, it would mean that we would have to get everything done out of pocket, you know, and we're talking like they wanted an MRI and blood tests and shit like that. And that was going to cost my fighter, like, you know, $500 or more.
Yeah.
Just to get
from
all
what I hear, you have to go to South Jersey to do that stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it covers them, but, and they're able to do it. But like for somebody out of state to do all that stuff, a lot of that stuff comes out of pocket. Or, you know, if you have insurance, you know, it's still going to end up costing you some money out of pocket. And as an amateur, you know, already you're not getting paid. So that was a little tough for us. And we ended up not being able to do the fight because my student was just like, dude, I can't afford that, you know? So I think the New York situation, that's going to be rough, you know? And I mean, the thing is with Lion Fight, they're going to Connecticut. So it's, I guess it's a little bit different, but yeah, man, that's what's killing us on the East Coast, I guess, as well. And like Florida, like I said, I've always said it's kind of a shit show when it comes to amateur. There's only really one guy that's doing things well down here, and that's about it, man. So I mean, there's a lot of other good things going on around the country, but it seems like it's just always staying on the West Coast, which sucks because, you know, as much as we love the West Coast and everything that's coming out of the West Coast, you know, there's a lot of talent on the East Coast, and now these little things that are happening, political things that are happening, are just kind of keeping the sport from growing the way we want it to grow. So a lot of these guys now have to wait for TBAs or IKFs or WKAs, which are tournaments that happen that happen once a year instead of, you know, the shows that we have. All right, man. So I think really besides that, the other thing we could talk a little bit about is Vinny didn't get a chance to see Glory. I actually got a chance to see a little bit of it this past weekend. I just got to say shout out to Matt Embry. You guys got to, if you didn't catch the fights, you got to catch the fights. I think
before you continue, did you just like wake up recently or something?
Yes. And I had a lot of coffee. Why?
Yeah. It doesn't sound like you did because you're kind of putting me to sleep a little bit.
Jesus, man. Can you possibly be like any nicer to your co-host? I mean, to your, you know, like if I think Vinny's job is to like shut me down, dude, like consistently, you know, that's your job is to be like, screw you, dude. I don't want to hear your shit.
Wake up. Sound like you actually want to be here.
Yeah. Well, I do want to be here. I do want to be here, man.
Your head in your hands, just kind of talking real monotone. Like, come on, dude. Wake the fuck up.
Oh, man. So this is kind of how the podcast is going to be from now on, because we want to go from just being a fight podcast and Muay Thai podcast to just talk about everything, which might be, you know, my sob stories, as Vinny says, and my annoying life, and then his, you know, shit that, you know, he talks about.
Binge watched 10 episodes of Narcos yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
Awesome.
There you go. Yeah, so
Eric doesn't want to watch Narcos because he's Colombian and he heard about Pablo Escobar his whole life and I'm too good for Narcos and the main actor's not even Colombian, he's Brazilian. I can't watch that.
Why are you putting on the fucking Milton from Office Space voice?
I don't know, because that's what you sound like to me. Either that or Charlie Brown's mother. Like, womp, 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 womp.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So with that note, going back to the idea of Glory that I was watching Glory, shout out to Matt Embry, who knocked the F out of the two guys he fought, Chibin Lim and Jiga Chikadze. Those two guys, one was a nasty left hook and the other one was like an overhand right that just put them both out. I mean, he just went in there ready to just make a name for himself, making his debut in Glory. So, you know, shout out to Matt Embry. Also, shout out to Jason Wilness. Definitely continues to improve in that middleweight division, and actually took out beat Simon Marcus, knocking him down three times in the third round to seal the win. which was an impressive performance by Jason Wilnes. So really, it was a great, a good show at Glory. And, you know, that was just something that I was able to catch over the weekend. But those are just all, a lot of the podcasts we just wanted to catch up with you guys and let you guys know we're still here. We're coming back and we're going to be doing a lot of podcasts more, hopefully more on the regular. If Vinny, you know, can stop being lazy and not getting, you know, and it's, you know, okay, he could start actually showing up to the podcast, because this I can't count the man as many times that I told Vinny, let's do a podcast, and he would just decline.
What an asshole.
I'm sorry, it was really the other way around, but but yeah, no, really, things have just, like I said, I don't want to say a stop story and make excuses, so we're gonna go, we're coming back, we're getting on back on track, and we will be, for my, in my humble unbiased opinion, we are the best podcast for Muay Thai and kickboxing that has ever existed in all of time. So we are back, and that's it, you know. So let's this is just a podcast to let you guys know that we're back, and that's it. And we are going to, I guess, sign off. Vinny, do you have anything to say before we, you know, say our goodbyes?
I'm pretty good.
All right. So as always, guys, you can check out the Striking Corner at strikingcorner.com. You can also check us out on Instagram at Striking Corner, Twitter at Striking Corner. You can also, I think that's it. Instagram, Twitter, oh, our Facebook page, facebook.com/strikingcorner. That's where we do have most of the action, really, posting things, posting pictures, both on our Instagram and on our Facebook page. So make sure to follow us there. And obviously on the mothership, strikingcorner.com. Once again, we remind you, Vinny, Muay Thai Addict, what is the coupon code?
It's very simple. Striking.
Okay. So Striking, you get
in Muay Thai.
10% off on your Muay Thai shorts, as Vinny had said. So shout out to the guys from Muay Thai Addict for that. And, you know, buy your shorts from Muay Thai Addict, man. They have some really, really cool designs. They're always being innovative. They're always designing. They're always, you know, trying to stay up on the game and bring everything to you guys as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So that's about it. And on my end, you can always contact me at eric@strikingcorner.com. You can follow me at Eric Kasamrit on Instagram. And that's really it. Vinny, do you have anything? How can they get in contact with you?
You can get me Vinny@strikingcorner.com or Instagram, any social media pretty much. It's Vinny Scotto, S-I-M-T.
All right. And if you're ever in the Florida area, especially around Pembroke Pines or these, what we call the South Florida area around Broward and Miami-Dade, you guys can always check out the gym that I train out of, which is Academy of Martial Arts in Pembroke Pines with Coach Jose Cal and myself. Good Muay Thai training. We will always have the doors open for any of you guys that are in the area. So you can check us out. You can check us out on pinesmartialarts.com. And if you're ever in the Staten Island area, make sure to check out Vinny at
Staten Island Muay Thai.
All right. So is that StatenIslandMuayThai.com or what's?
Yes, StatenIslandMuayThai.com, SIMuayThai.com, whatever, wherever you want to go. Just Staten Island Muay Thai. Very simple.
All right, guys. So we either hope to hear from you or at least hear from you on our social media pages. Hope that you guys listen and enjoy and continue to listen to The Striking Corner. And if you're ever in our area, just stop by and say hello. We are an open book. So that's about it, guys. Thank you for listening. And we will be back in 2 weeks with another quality podcast. We have a couple of people that we already have lined up to appear on the show. So hopefully you guys will enjoy those. Thank you for listening. Striking Corner out.
You've been listening to The Striking Corner with Eric Rivera and Vinny Scotto, your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide.